Housing. The affordable housing project in Thika town is finally taking shape, giving residents hope of owning a house in the busy town that is gearing to be elevated into a city in the coming years. The project that was launched in January this year near the Huduma Center in the town is 20% complete, with 7 out of the expected 16 floors already done. Works is still ongoing in the over 600 units in the 4 blocks as well as in other estates where the project is being implemented. Speaking while on an inspection tour, Thika MP Alasinganga, who was accompanied by the site engineer Miles Mwangi, said from the progress noted, they expect the project to be complete by July next year. The MP said more houses are set to be constructed in Stare, Deport and Uti estates under the program, as the town seeks to address its housing needs. She said several people have already shown interest in the houses as they flock the site seeking information of how they can become beneficiaries. We were here 5 months ago when we laid the foundation of the project. Some people were doubting, but now they have seen it's a serious project. We are glad that there is serious progress. The houses are expected to go up to 16 floors and already, they are at 7. We hope by July, it will be handed over to the government, Inganga said. She added that other commercial buildings including supermarkets, playgrounds and other social amenities are set to be set up in the gated community. On the economic impact of the project to residents, the MP said doors, windows and timber that is being used for the construction has been sourced from local carpenters and welders, thus improving livelihoods. The legislator called on residents to take advantage of the project and own a house, saying they are cheap, spacious and within the town. This is your time to own a house within the town. Register with Bomietu and they will guide you. The demand for the houses is high and thus the need to register early. All you need to do is to pay a 10% upfront, Inganga said. On his part, Eng. Mwangi, while noting that they are on track to complete the project on time, said the workmanship on the project has been exceptional. He said the floods that hit the country in April and parts of May slowed the construction works, though they target to finish the infrastructure by February so as to focus on doing finish works and interior designs.